This is KERA News. 7 years ago, David Kapuku and his family won the lottery. It wasn't money. It was what's known as the Diversity Visa Lottery. It was also the family's ticket from the Democratic Republic of Congo to the U.S. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, Kapuku just graduated college and says that may not have happened if he hadn't come to this country.
We first met David Kapuku in the fall of 2014 during an orientation for refugee students. He was showing a group around Conrad High School in Dallas. He'd only been in the country for a year and was still learning English, and he'd already become a leader in his school. Here's what he said about a classmate who was also from Africa and really helped him.
That's why I say I'm gonna be there to help other people, like refugees or people who came here but who doesn't know how to speak English.
Besides the initial language barrier, there were cultural differences and societal norms Kapuku had to learn to navigate. That's why when he hears people disparage immigrants, it feels personal. When he hears politicians, including the president, threatening to cut programs like the Diversity Visa Lottery, he thinks about his own family.
I am an example. My family is an example. You know, we came here through DV lottery, and then we go into school, you know, and we don't do illegal stuff.
Research shows immigrants from sub-Saharan Africa actually have higher levels of education than U.S.-born citizens and other immigrants. They also participate in the labor force at higher rates than American-born citizens and the overall foreign-born population.
We don't come to the United States just to come, you know. We have, like, serious issues in our country. And then when we come here, the number one thing that we want to do is, like, respect rules, you know. And then it's very sad if we don't do anything bad, but we are treated as bad people.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is located in Central Africa and is the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa. For years, it's experienced political instability and civil war. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled. That's why Kapuku says he's grateful for the education he's gotten here. At his high school graduation, he was the salutatorian. Then he was off to the University of Texas at Austin. He loved life on campus and going to football games. Until a couple of months ago, when COVID-19 forced him to finish his college career at home. It was a struggle. He says he had to add constant reminders of classes and deadlines on his phone, and he used his family's dining room table as his desk. Even so, he snagged that degree.
David M. Kapuku.
Like so many graduations around the country, UT had a virtual ceremony. Even though it was online, he drove back to Austin to celebrate commencement with his siblings and a few close friends. David's dad, Corneille Kapuku Mubila, is incredibly proud of his son.
Oui, je suis très ravi. Je suis très content. Je suis très fier de lui.
His dad's more comfortable speaking French, so David translates.
Not only we honor our God, we also honor them. And in this country where there is like freedom, especially when people go out for college, we were able, you know, to still listen to their advice and be able to achieve what they were expecting for us to do.
Corneille's always worked hard to keep his family financially stable. He still works an overnight shift at Walmart stocking products. Despite some financial difficulty in the beginning, he never lost hope. Today, 7 years after arriving in Dallas, all five of the Kapuku children are either enrolled in college or have gotten a degree. And David says he doesn't just want to make his parents proud. He wants to support them.
Because the number one goal has always been that my parents to not work anymore, to just do other things so that we can take over since they've been taking care of us since we were little.
David's parents moved the entire family from one side of the world to the other. So finding a job during a pandemic, he's more than willing to try. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.